Back here in New Jersey, good morning. Friday of Super Bowl week, and very happy now to be joined by Broncos president Joe Ellis. Joe, good morning.
Thanks for coming up, Chris.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Been a quick week. All of a sudden, it's Friday, Joe. Glad to get you on the show here tonight. I know that when Mr. Bolin brought in John Elway, the idea was to compete for championships. That's what you said at the press conference when he was there. I know you're not surprised the Broncos are here. Are you surprised the Broncos are here this quickly?
Not really, Chris. Based on where we were at the end of 2011 and then the quick transformation where we brought in Peyton Manning and seeing John's ability and John's ability to bring in free agents, Coach Fox's ability to and draft good players, I should say,
yeah.
And Coach Fox's ability to pull the team together and do a very good job of getting his guys to compete hard each and every week. I guess in some ways it's a little bit of a surprise that it's only 3 years, but
right.
Really, you know, given their talents at the top, and that's where it starts, I don't think we should be too surprised.
When there's so much going on, do you get a chance to be excited this week and really soak it in?
Yeah, not as much as you'd like, you
right.
know, but you do reflect back and stop and look out the window at this great city and think about the year that's gone by very quickly, as you point out. You know, there's always something logistically that's happening that you
right.
need to be concerned with, and that makes the week go by quickly. But we're all looking forward to the game Sunday, and when we kick off at 6:30 here, that'll be exciting.
Not that far removed from a rough stretch a couple of years ago, and then this year, a challenging season with Coach Fox having to leave for a few games, the injuries. Through everything, we've seen Mr. Bolin at practice. He's doing what he can to bring this team kind of back to this national platform. How happy are you for him this week?
Yeah, you know, 30 years of ownership,
right.
North of 300 wins,
right.
And now his sixth Super Bowl appearance, going for his third Super Bowl win. Only Robert Kraft
right.
of the current owners can
right.
match that record. You know, he's just been a steady hand on this franchise, a guy with great instincts, humility, kindness. So I think everybody in the organization is rooting for us, and I think a lot of fans as well, rooting for us to win as much as anything for him. You know, he's made it public that he's taken a step back and let us do our jobs.
Right.
He always let us do our jobs, but even more so now in the public, on the public front, as you know. So for him and his family, it certainly... You know, it would be a great reward if we could come away with a victory on Sunday night.
Yeah, I know he's thrilled. I saw him at practice on Thursday afternoon. He was there on Wednesday, so wants to keep an eye on the team, see what they're doing, how they're getting
and
ready.
And he actually is probably the one person that's taking it all in and
yeah.
and has seen it all in 30 years.
Right.
And so he has a little bit more time to reflect and enjoy and as I said, take all of this in here. And I think that's the way it should be.
Right.
You know, it's a good time for him. And so I'm happy for him and his family. This is a great week for them.
It is. Good time for them and good time also for John Elway this week, watching him kind of keep an eye on this team as they get ready. The one thing that stands out to me is he doesn't matter what situation he is. He doesn't ever seem phased. It's incredible. You just drop him in a spot and he's comfortable, and it shows how he's been able to kind of lead the football side for the Broncos at this point. How much has that helped, do you think, with where we are here and building this team? And
I think it's been probably the major characteristic or factor in his success. And he had that kind of steady leadership,
right.
that calm, collected manner about him when he was a player. Everybody remembers in the fourth quarter, if a game was close or the Broncos were behind, you know, you always knew that John would come out and take care of business. And I think everybody in our organization and in the public eye, all the Bronco fans around Denver and the Rocky Mountain region, as well as throughout the country, understand that you've got really strong, steady leadership at the top in John Elway running our football team. You also have that in head coach John Fox,
sure.
who really very, very experienced and steady head coach as well. So, you know, we're very fortunate, but John's demeanor and the way he goes about his business, I think, does carry off or wear off on everyone. And we've been able to, through some adversity, as you point out
right.
this year, stay the course and get here to New York.
Well, he, no doubt, John Elway performs in prime time. The team opened the season in prime time, played six regular season games in prime time. Then you get the playoff exposure. Then you get the exposure of a Super Bowl. I mean, you can't really buy that this year in terms of the exposure the Broncos brand is getting.
Yeah, and I think that has been elevated as well, not only by the great play of our team and so many of our players and coaches, but by really the marquee player in the National Football League, our quarterback,
right,
Peyton Manning.
It helps.
And it does. You know, it's put us in, as you pointed out, several nighttime, primetime games, as well as late afternoon games where 85 to 95% of the nation is watching us,
yeah,
play. So we do have this increased following and increased
fandom.
Yeah,
fandom?
You know, but there is a lot of eyeballs checking us out and watching us, and that's a very, very good thing for us. You know, and as you pointed out a few questions ago, might not have been the case a few years back.
Right.
So we're very appreciative of all the attention that's being paid to us, for sure.
We're out here. It's cold. It's not snowing. It's been chilly all week.
I don't think it's supposed to be that cold.
It's not that cold. Not bad. You sit out here long enough, it'll feel cold eventually.
I hope our viewers understand. It's 8:15 in the morning.
That's true. It is early. You know, we're taping
it
for the show.
No,
it's true. No, we're handling it. But we're not out here getting covered in 3 inches of snow.
Right.
How do you think whether or not there was weather involved in this weekend will affect, going forward, a possible Denver bid? Where is that right now? Is there anything new with
Well,
that?
I would say it's fortunate that the weather's going to be
good.
That
it's holding?
Yeah,
okay.
I do think that's the case. I think the owners, 31 others, and Pat Bowlen, that make the decision on where the game is to go each year, and they pick them several years out, as you know, would view Sunday in bad weather as a question mark for the future of outdoor cold weather games. I think we're fortunate to have some good weather coming our way on,
right,
Sunday. Nothing can take away from the week here in New York,
right,
and New Jersey, where the people have been spectacular. They've put on a terrific event. You know, the hospitality has been over the charts, over the top. So, you know, I think the owners will be very pleased by everything leading up to the game. And if we can get through the game, it's well played, competitive. The weather doesn't affect the play on the field, I,
right,
think was a concern. I think our chances go up.
Good. Well, remember, if just in case the 31 other owners are watching this interview, I shot the AFC Championship game in shorts and a T-shirt.
That's right.
Not too long,
right,
ago.
Probably
60-something degrees.
Probably our finest hour in Denver for the Broncos in,
yeah,
terms of weather, play on the field, and a glorious finish, and you get to hold up a trophy. You know, that was a spectacular day.
Right.
I wish we could promise that to the owners when we're submitting our bid.
That's right, all the
that
fans.
That was something that no one will ever forget. It was
That's
a great,
right,
day.
It was incredible. All the fans wearing sunglasses and getting sunburned. Joe,
That's right,
thanks again for your time. Enjoy the rest of your week. Enjoy Sunday. Appreciate your time. We're getting that much closer to Super Bowl 48.